This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
LA's mayor wants to make it easier for television and film productions to shoot right here at home. Is she on the right track?
It is a little bit of rearranging the deck chairs in the Titanic. You know, like, we're not getting to the core problem. You know, we hit an iceberg and we're sinking.
Bracing for the invasion of hundreds of thousands of soccer-crazed fans in Southern California next year.
The FIFA World Cup is the single largest sporting event in the world.
A hearing over illegal weed shops in LA gets heated and totally harshes my buzz, man.
One speaker set off a device that exploded confetti across the room.
Y'all suck! And every last thing y'all do, y'all turn everything into a circus. Circus in this.
We will be clearing the room.
Ooh, that's intense. Welcome to the Monday Junior edition of the LA Local for Tuesday, May 20th, 2025. It's brought to you by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. I'm your host, Jonathan Service. I thought marijuana was supposed to mellow out these people. Thanks for joining us in the doldrums of the midweek. Coming up on today's Local, Karen Bass said she's clearing the way for Hollywood to bring productions back home, but Hollywood isn't so sure that she's on the right track. Dogs in Pasadena are off the chain. No, but seriously, they should be on a leash. Weed shop owners in Los Angeles are none too pleased with how the city is regulating their industry. And before we get to the Olympics in LA, we have the World Cup on tap. Let's start with film and production shooting that's way down here in LA, which is an affront for so many different reasons. I mean, aren't we the entertainment capital of the world? Well, apparently not anymore. That title could realistically go to someplace like Atlanta, Georgia, or Vancouver, British Columbia, or Budapest, Hungary, for God's sakes. 38 states have spent more than $25 billion in tax incentives for film and TV production, slowly bleeding away jobs and shoots from Hollywood. It's not a new problem at all, but it's getting worse. So today, LA's Mayor Karen Bass is taking action. She went to the SAG-AFTRA building on Wilshire to sign an executive order that she says clears away regulations and red tape for studios to return home. Our John Baird was there.
The hope is that by streamlining the process and cutting fees and making it easier to film at some of LA's most iconic locations, some of the work that has been lost to other states and other countries will end up back in LA. The mayor said they went right to the entertainment industry to ask what was needed to make that happen, and they got an earful. I asked her what their specific complaints were.
Oh, well, I mean, I think that's complex because it's the tax credits. But what I have heard from the industry, and not just the entertainment industry, from kind of everybody, bureaucracy, 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 red tape. Why does it take so long? Why is it difficult to communicate with City Hall? You know, why do I have to get all of these permits? Why is it so expensive?
The tax credits, by the way, are a huge deal, and the mayor is hoping that lawmakers in Sacramento will increase funding for the state's film and television tax credit program from $300 million to $700 million, again, to help keep the work here in California.
In that soundbite in John's piece, you heard Mayor Bass very quickly mention the tax credits before quickly moving on to the red tape part of her reform package. Well, it turns out that Hollywood is likely a lot more interested in those tax credits than better communications with City Hall. I put the executive order in front of Tom Noonan. He's the founder of the independent studio Bullseye Entertainment. He's co-head of the producers program at the UCLA Film School. Here's what he had to say about it.
How difficult is it if you want to shoot at an iconic LA location? You know, how easy or difficult does the city make it to actually get that ball rolling?
I have the experience shooting in Los Angeles and on location. We shot Crash, the feature film here in LA. We shot the series in Albuquerque. But the permit process in LA is average. It's, in other words, it's not particularly a lot worse than other big cities, and it's not a lot better. It's never been the reason why people would choose not to shoot in Los Angeles.
Is this so much a, you know, smoothing out the process reforms that would make it more attractive to stay here? Or is this purely financial at this point? Just give me the tax credit. Forget about the rest.
Look, we always want to reward the mayor and anyone else in leadership for their efforts in making it easier to shoot in LA. I'm not going to criticize Mayor Bass for these efforts. However, it is a little bit of rearranging the deck chairs in the Titanic. You know, like, we're not getting to the core problem. You know, we hit an iceberg and we're sinking. You know, we've got to deal with that. That's the problem here. It's not how easy is it to shoot in City Hall. And as it turns out, it's not as hard as you think. We shot there.
You know, once you get the permit, is working with the city particularly onerous?
No, by and large, working with the city of Los Angeles is, as I mentioned, it's an average experience. It's not turnkey. It's not instantaneous, but it's also not insanely long and unbearable. I would say that it's a sort of a normal multi-week process. It's rarely multi-month.
Again, it's kind of the same question. Is it a bureaucratic obstacle that is depressing production here? Or again, is it just purely monetary, financial?
Well, ask yourself, after having read the dozens of articles and seeing the hundreds of clips on TikTok and YouTube and elsewhere about people complaining about production leaving LA and California generally, have they ever once brought up the bureaucratic issues? No, that's not the issue. This is all about rebates and incentives and making Los Angeles in particular, but California generally, a more attractive place to shoot because the budget is competitive with other states across the country and other territories around the world. They've got to create incentives and rebates to make this a solvable problem here in LA.
If somebody made Tom Noonan the film and TV production czar of Los Angeles, give us your simple, straightforward agenda for keeping more production here. Setting aside for a second budgetary concerns for the city and the state are currently, you know, experiencing, let's pretend that we're living in a vacuum and those don't exist at the moment. What would you do that's within reason as that film and TV productions are to keep more of this business here?
I would raise the budget substantially along the lines of what Newsom has already proposed. He proposed to the president a $7.5 billion rebate and incentive package that he wanted to partner with the president on to just completely turn things around in California with regards to production. The next thing I would do is make applications available for those rebates available several times a year. Right now, I believe in the state of California, you can apply once a year, maybe twice a year. They need to set it up the way the other states are set up, which is year round or at least every other month you can apply and see if you qualify. Finally, I would make sure that these rebates and incentives apply to the entire budget of the film. Often with rebates and incentives, if you do a deep dive on them around the country, some of them, and around the world, some of them don't apply to above the line, which is often the most expensive line item or budget item. When I say above the line, I mean Those are the actors, the writer, the director, the producers. That can often eat up half of your budget. And if the rebate doesn't apply to above the line, that can be problematic. So those would be my top line recommendations.
By the way, Tom tells me that the power to actually do something to keep more productions filming here in California lies much more with Governor Gavin Newsom than it does with Mayor Karen Bass. Okay, let's take care of some business with a quick break. And when we return, LA weed shop owners super unhappy with the swag that city leaders are throwing their way. Leash your dog in Pasadena or else. And preparing for the FIFA World Cup's arrival in LA. It's the LA Local. Be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Thanks for sticking with us on the LA Local. I'm your host, Jonathan Service. I've been teasing this crazy hearing at LA City Hall today featuring marijuana dispensary owners and having some fun at the expense of the pot business, but they actually have some legitimate gripes with unlicensed dispensaries. Our man in City Hall, Craig Figner, was there for this crazy scene.
We will be clearing the room. Thank you.
You looking at me like I'm the crazy.
That's how the meeting started, and it went downhill from there. The meeting of LA's cannabis regulation commissioners, they were hearing public comment. Public comment largely from people who operate legally cannabis dispensaries in the city of Los Angeles. They're angry because they say Los Angeles is lax when it comes to going after illegal, unlicensed operators. They don't pay taxes or proper fees, they say, and that they undercut, in their opinion, the legit dispensaries. Driving them out of business.
We have the highest fees. We're overtaxed. They haven't shut down the unlicensed stores. It is total mismanagement.
The margins ain't there. These people behind me ain't wrong. LA is dying. If it ain't dead already.
The city of Los Angeles has 240 licensed dispensaries. It has been estimated that the number of unlicensed dispensaries is maybe triple that, although it's impossible to know for sure. This meeting was halted after somebody set off a device that filled the room with confetti.
Apparently way too many sticks and stems for legitimately licensed pot shop owners. They were pissed. I feel for them. Speaking of pissed, people in Pasadena have had just about enough of dogs walking around off leash. I have some personal experience with this one because our dog, Neo, is a tremendous little dude who is friendly, well-behaved, wouldn't hurt a fly. He also happens to be excellent off leash. We hike with him on trails without a leash all the time. But like, not everyone is crazy about that because not everyone really likes dogs, right? So it gets tricky. And this is exactly what Pasadena is dealing with. Karen Adams waded into this fuzzy and fierce debate.
Soon, the only places you can allow your dog to run free are in designated areas like here at Alice's Dog Park.
I think it's good.
Why? Yeah,
because, you know, like, prevents a lot of, you know, like, unexpected, you know, accidents between the dogs.
Starting May 23rd, if your pet is caught running loose, you could get hit with a fine of up to $500.
I think that's a lot. I honestly don't think I would be able to afford that. Like, because that's kind of... Wow, $500 is insane.
Some dog owners that I spoke with don't necessarily agree with the crackdown.
I think there's pros and cons of it. There's a lot of people who have difficulty controlling their dogs when they're off leash, yeah. And their dogs will come up to people or be aggressive or assertive, mm-hmm. which I can understand why you want that protection. But if your dog is well trained, then you should have that freedom.
Pasadena says it has to become more strict about its leash laws after noticing an increase in the number of dogs simply running loose.
Yeah, but what if your dog is a fine, upstanding little gentleman, like our dog? Seriously, I get it. It's a tough call for Pasadena.
All right, finally, the FIFA World Cup kicks off in Los Angeles and across the nation next year. LA will play host to 8 matches at SoFi Stadium. Not only is this the premier global soccer event, it also serves as a warm-up act for the 2028 Olympics. Today, organizers gathered leaders from cities across LA County to start their planning. Our Rob Archer talked with Catherine Schlossman, president and CEO of LA Sports and Entertainment Commission. She sits on the LA World Cup 2026 host committee.
The FIFA World Cup is the single largest sporting event in the world, and it will be happening in 16 cities, and Los Angeles is lucky enough to be hosting not just 8 matches, but the opening match for the United States. This is going to be a huge event.
We can't talk about Los Angeles right now without mentioning the mountain of red ink, the huge budget hole to the tune of $1 billion that LA has. Is that a concern to you?
Not a concern, and I think everybody should be excited about what World Cup brings, because what we are efforting to do is make sure that we use the incredible media attention that comes with hosting an event like this to shine the light on all things that are good in Los Angeles. Remind people that Los Angeles is still open for business, that Los Angeles is a great place to travel. Our theme for World Cup is to start to the national and international visitors, is to start your World Cup journey in Los Angeles. So we're going to use it to help bring more business to the city, and that's going to be good for everybody.
And I mentioned this is seen as kind of a warm-up to the 2028 Olympics. What kind of coordination are you doing with the Olympic Committee people?
We had the LA 28 team with us today, and everything we do in Los Angeles, and we have an incredible run. I don't think people realize in Los Angeles the events that we're hosting over the next 3 years, no other city in the world is hosting these high profile events, and it's all the road to 2028. But we're also, you know, before 2028, we've got an NBA All-Star at the new Intuit Dome in 2026, a US Women's Open at Riviera Country Club, in 39 days of the World Cup here, and then another Super Bowl at SoFi Stadium in February of 2027, leading up to 2028. So it's a great way to make sure our city is ready, is prepared to provide the best visitor experience for both 2026 and 2028.
Catherine Schlossman, President and CEO of the LA Sports and Entertainment Commission, also on the LA World Cup 2026 Host Committee. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
If you recall on yesterday's show, I ruthlessly attacked golf as a mere game, not a sport. That's because it's lame and slow and boring, sticking firmly with my golf hatred. Soccer, on the other hand, is the real deal. The World Cup is going to be epic. This has been your LA Local for Tuesday, May 20th. It's sponsored by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. You can see the inventory for all 12 dealerships at lacarguy.com. Cafe au fair, dinkum game of footy. Ugh, it's awful. Please excuse the terrible Australian accent and come back to see us tomorrow, won't you? Be well.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.